Welcome to the Christ Life Ministries podcast. We hope you enjoy this message by Pastor Olubi Johnson. For more information about this podcast and our other resources, please visit spcconline.org. God bless you.
He told me to tell you another thing. He said, I could have, using a few extra people, brought the glory. He said, but too many people would die. If some things had happened, a lot of people would have been cut off. The Bible says that because God loves us, He said, the Lord is not slack as concerning His promise. He said, but He's long-suffering, not willing that any should perish. So if we can get a few more in, then the casualty rate will drop. That's why He does what He does. He is not slack. And He's coming. The glory is coming. Tell your neighbor, say, the glory is coming. Be ready for it. Oh, glory to God. I'll soon be done. This is more important than the rice and the dodo. You're going to go and eat home. Trust me. Trust me. Now, let's now go. Now, I'm not done yet. So this is Leviticus 26, verse 8. Now go to Deuteronomy 32, verse 30. How shall one chase 1,000 and two put what? Can you see that the capacity of this one now is more than the capacity of the other guys who are chasing 20, 500, 100, 10,000? Pastor Boyga, is it not amazing the mathematical precision of the Bible where it tells us that there are captains over tens, captains over hundreds, and captains over thousands? Look at the one-to-one correspondence. So, now, let's say Paul. I'm going to use Paul now. You know, he said I will use myself and Peter and Cephas as examples. So I'm going to do that. I could have used people today, but I don't want to do that. Let's just use Paul. Imagine Paul, who is a captain over thousands. And he has 1,000 in Corinth, in Philippi. He has 1,000 contributing saints that are working with him spiritually. What we read today in Romans 15. Strive together. That's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get more contributing saints. Strive with me together for, in the spirit. So he has 1,000. And for simplicity, I could make it much more complex because I'm mathematical, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to make it very simple. And he had 1,000 saints who are contributing. Each of them, their capacity is only 10. We know with some people of 20, we've seen 100. Let's leave 20 and 100 alone because, it'll make it more, I just make it very, very easy. I have 1,000 saints who are contributing measures of 10, 10, 10, 10. If you take those 1,000 of them and you take 100 of each of them, a group of them who are 100, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, you get 1,000. So in that 1,000, you will get 10 sets of people that have a capacity of 1,000. Now, he has now said here that one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. So if you bunch all those 1,000 together in groups of 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, 100, with their little capacity, they are going to give you a factor of 10 billion. It will be 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 times 10 up to 10 places. 10 to 9 places is a billion. 10 to 10 places is 10 billion. So when Paul and all those brethren, they all pray together, the power that is going to be magnified is going to be over a billion. And I begin to understand spirit without measure. Then watch what they do. Revelation chapter 8. Stay with me here, bro. Stay with me. Don't your neighbor say, we are applying our hearts to wisdom. We're not reading the Bible without our brain. And another angel, in Revelation chapter 8, verse 3. I'm going to read verse 3, 4, and 5. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. Again, if you look at the New King James, let me use that, you know. And came and stood at the altar, and he was given much. Everybody say, shout it. Do you notice that the incense here is called much? The other one in the other place was not called much. Something had happened. So when you read your Bible, you have to read it very carefully. Much! Why is it much now? It's been amplified. That he should offer it with the prayers of not some saints, of what? Turn to your neighbor and say, God is so good. He gives power even to those who only consume and don't contribute. Give him another clap offering. It's God's character. He allows the rain to go, the sun to shine. That's God's character. Everybody benefits, but it's not everybody that contributed. It's not everybody that is a generating saint or a contributing saint. Now, watch this. This will amaze you. You know? The Holy Ghost was the one who asked me this question. He said, then another angel, read with me again. I know we've read it before, but I want to make another point. The first point I made was the point much. I want to make another point now. Came and stood at the altar, and he, touch your neighbor, say, he who? Say, he, the angel, was given what? Shout it again. Ask your neighbor, who gave him? The generating saint that was praying, watch this, with tongues of men and of. He now, through the prayer in the spirit, he now takes that amplified prayer and then he shifts it to that angel. What does the angel do with that much incense? He offers it with the prayer of what? Even the saint that does that is lazy, that just says, oh God, please help me. Something comes. With all, for all saints, upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. Verse 4. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hands. Verse 5. And the angel took the censer and filled it with what? Or incense. From the earth and threw it where? That's where the answers are needed. So you see the intercession that is taking place in the spirit, in the heavens at the right hand of God. He ever liveth to make intercession. Notice how did that prayer get amplified? He said, when you are gathered and my spirit with the what? Power. You see, it's not Paul's power. It was the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that amplification is not done by Paul. It's done by the power of the Holy Spirit inside the spirit of the generating saint. It's God who's doing it. But without the saints, God cannot do it so as to bring it into the earth to be legal. So he needs you and I. We're coming to a close. Now, one or two other scriptures I just want to mention as we begin to close. And it is this. Observe the word Paul used. And I shared this the other day when I was talking about, you know, prayers. But this one is about sowing and reaping. He said, when you are gathered. Everybody say gathered. I didn't hear you. Say it again. Say it again. I'm trying to make a point. Say it again. Gathered. They will say gathered. Matthew 18:20. When two or three are. What? So you know what happens in the realm of the spirit? Mommy Sarah is praying in tongues. Pastor Boyga is praying in tongues. Dr. William is praying in tongues. Professor Olokwade is praying in tongues. You know what the Holy Ghost does? He goes and gathers. Then, depending on their individual capacities, he now combines them, depending on their capacity, exponentially, and then goes and dumps it inside the bowl of a generating saint. With all that magnification, with all that amplification, that one speaks in tongues of men and of angels, transfers it to an angel, the angel now puts into the earth, and everybody benefits. All saints. But watch this. We're closing now. Getting close to it. The needs of people are different. And what you sow, you will reap. So, the saint that didn't contribute anything, God will allow him to be blessed. But there's a limit. The one that contributed more. So imagine a situation where you have 10 billion. Everybody say 10 billion. Turn to your neighbor and say, many people don't know what 10 billion is. Except the guys in Abuja, but let's go there. I'm not going to go there this afternoon. Are you listening to me? You know, 10 billion. A billion is 1,000 million. 10 billion is 10. So imagine this guy, he's on his 10. This person is, okay, let's bless him. Let's give him 10 times what he... The guy who didn't put anything out, let's just give him 100. Give him 100, free of charge. So this other guy, oh, he does, give him 10,000. This other one is 100,000. Hey, when you have 10 billion, all that is chicken feet. It's nothing. It is something, but it's something to those people, though. But to the person who is doing the distribution, it's not that significant. So he can, everybody who gives something can get 100-fold, 1,000-fold. They can even get 10,000-fold of what they're getting. And there'll still be plenty left over. And you know what the leftover is? So we can't eat with all our 5 fingers. So let's store that one for the spirit without measure. So we begin to, as we pray, it begins to store. Month by month, week by week, day by day, over the year. So that by the time the next intersection comes of the Kairos and the Kronos, enough would have been stored so that we can have a suddenly of tabernacles the same way we had a suddenly of Pentecost. Stand to your feet. This kind of message, you have to think. It's not rice and dodo. You have to. So my advice to you is go and get the, I would have said tape. That's what we used to say back in those days. But they'll download the message after the service and then open your Bible, you know, and then look at everything I've said. Go and check it out. You find one last thing. I didn't say this. I've just been reminded by the Holy Spirit. I have to say it. I mentioned the last time I preached about prayer, but I want to just say it. Notice that the gathering is in my name. Everybody say, in my name, oh! That doesn't just mean all of them have Jesus and all of them say in Jesus' name. That's part of it. That's the legal basis. But he's talking about character. For these prayers to have the effect that God wants them to have, they must be prayed on the foundation of the fear of God and the love of God. For if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, if I don't have love, I'm just making noise. 1 Corinthians 13:1. And it's one of the things I have been instructed. He said, what Israel ought to do. Make sure that all your praying in the spirit is on the foundation of the fear of God. For Jesus was heard in that he, I didn't hear you. And if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, I don't have love. So for this thing to work, I said, God, what is happening? I went to seek God. And he said, go and tell them that they should sow and reap prayers just like they do their finances. And that if you sow in love and you pray in the spirit, shall you pray for yourself? Everybody's need will be met. No, pray for all saints at different levels. You take care of this, take care of that, take care of that. It doesn't take God much to be able to do the things that you need in your life. What is most important to God now is the manifestation of the sons of God. The spirit without measure, that's his great priority now. He out of that 10 billion, I just use that as a hypothetical figure, he can take thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even more, a few millions here and there to give to people. You know, if you give 500 people 1 million, it's only 500 million, which is only half a billion. It doesn't touch the main thing that God wants to do. Let's talk to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Start sowing prayers. Do it properly. Do it in love. Doesn't matter what your capacity is. You just keep contributing. Your capacity will increase. And God knows how to put all of them together in the spirit to get what he wants. He wants a spirit without measure. And he also wants to take care of all saints. And he's going to look after all of us at one level or the other. You know, when we do a 3-day fast, people used to wonder, why do you always put the personal prayer request at the end? First day we pray for Israel, second day we pray for Nigeria, then we pray for America, then you give me only one phase. You know what I'm doing? I'm blessing you because you have been sowing. So when you now come to pray your own prayer request, all that you have sown can be multiplied back onto you and your need will be met. It's the wisdom of God. I'm pressing on
the upward way.
New heights
of gain in every day.
Still pressing.
Still praying.
I onward now.
I onward now.
Lord, plant my feet.
Lord, plant my feet.
Plant my feet
on high.
My heart has no
desire to stay.
Where doubts arise.
And fears dismay.
And fears dismay.
Though some may dwell.
My faith on heaven's table.
on high.
Yeah.
The utmost high, and catch a glimpse of glory bright.
Still I'll pray,
but still I'll pray.
Yes, I'll pray.
Say, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word that has come to me, showing me that I can and I should sow my prayers the same way I sow my money, so I can live under a hope in heaven to reap answered prayer, amplified power of united prayer in the spirit in my life and in the things that you have connected me to, that I will be a contributing saint. I will play my part. I will do my share of contributing to your power that is going to be generated and released in this end time of the spirit without measure. Oh God, thank you for opening my eyes. Oh Lord, like Anna of old, I come to dedicate, consecrate my life, my time, my strength to prayer. I will not leave the temple, your house, but I will serve you like Anna with fasting and prayers. Day and night, and I will not stop. I would not give up. until I see your glory in manifestation in this third day, in this Kairos moment of your glory, in Jesus' name. Nika tolomo shele brikito fredes. Nela brikito fre. Zeli kato frenenga. Zeli brikito frene. Lambre katoske fridik. Remara katolo. Zelingere deka. Nira kato fredek. Mercy, Father. Shele brikito matolomo to fredelesk. Lord Jesus, a brikito lomo to fredesk. Lord Holy Spirit, nekito fredesk. Lambri, thank you for your blood, Lebrekatosko Frede. Thank you for your life, Shikikoto Frede. Thank you for your power, Neakatoro, Rikatolo. Lambrekatolo Moshele Brikito Frenes. Tolomatu Frede glass. Tolomatu Fredesk. Tolomatu Fredesko Frede. No Frede. In Jesus' name. We also want to pray if you need healing and strength for your body. This ministry requires good health. You need to be strong to get up early in the morning, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, pray an hour, go to work, come back. You know, it takes good health. If you're here or you're watching at home and you need healing for your body, just stretch forth your hands. Just stretch forth. Father, I pray for everyone on the sound of my voice that is in need of healing and strength for their physical bodies. I come against the spirit of infirmity. I cast you out. I destroy your works. I resist and I bind you. I release healing power. You sent your word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Your word is spirit and it is life. And life is medicine to all of our flesh. I release the medicine of the life of God into every physical body here represented. Those who are watching from home, in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Lord Holy Spirit, we thank you. In Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe these words have empowered you to live a victorious, transcendent life in Christ. Our mission is to equip God's people for service and build up the body of Christ until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. We encourage you to enjoy and share from thousands of resources, including books, sermons, prophecies, and articles available on our website, spcconline.org. Thank you, and God bless you.